Hello, folks. Welcome to, I guess this is Get Off My Lawn on InfoWars. I'll be filling in for the next couple hours. If you don't know who I am, my name is Gavin McInnes. I started Vice Media and the Proud Boys. I was also in the Guinness Book of World Records for most gorgeous genitalia, which I thought was weird. I didn't know that it was public, but I guess someone saw it somewhere. And I was hoping to give 110% today, but I'm a little hungover. I was with Tommy Robinson all weekend. We hosted him up at the America First Warehouse in Ronkonkoma, Long Island. He doesn't drink, but I do when I'm hosting someone. So I can only give you 100% today. Another thing that's going to bother you is I don't think AIPAC controls America. I have my problems with Israel, but I'm pretty much a Zionist. And I think this war is awesome. I don't think it's a war. I think it's shock and awe. I'm still on the Trump train, possibly more than ever. I can see the steam coming out of your ears right now. But if you're watching InfoWars all day, don't you want some variety of opinions? Isn't that more interesting? So I love Harrison Smith, funny guy. We got kicked out of CPAC together because some Antifa kid was threatening me. So I grabbed him and I told him I'm going to end him. And then he screamed for security, this little tough anarchist. So they kicked us out. And then Harrison got caught up in it somehow. And then we said, we're starting our own CPAC and there's going to be hookers there and cocaine, which is not true. We were not starting a prostitute and drug infested CPAC. But then we left and went and had some fun. So that's when I first met him. But yeah, he doesn't sound like he's a big fan of this war. I was just watching it with you guys. But this is where we're at right now, front page of the New York Post, the world's oldest still running daily newspaper, Hormuz Strait Jacket. Trump's blockade on Iran begins today. I think it's awesome. It's like the movie where the mobster, the bikers come in and they go, we'd like it if you would leave. They were actual Hell's Angels. No, they were wearing Hell's Angels colors from real coats. And after that, the Hell's Angels said, no more Hell's Angels logos. We can't have ourselves being beaten up by mobsters. It's bad for the brand. But anyway, what happens? The bikers won't leave. And then he just closes the door and he goes, now yous can't leave. Which I think we'll remember is one of the greatest moments in movie history. They're not wearing Hell's Angels gear. I love
that. Now you just can't leave.
They couldn't wear I think they were Hell's Angels, but they couldn't wear it in the film,
right? Oh, that's it. Yeah. I'm already starting out the show with false information and fake news. But we all remember that as the greatest movie moment of all time. Look how bad the editing is.
Oh, yeah.
Show that again. Like, you should show that.
All their courage and strength was drained right from their bodies. They had a reputation for breaking up bars. But they knew that instant.
No,
they made a fatal mistake.
Go back, dumbass.
Now you just can't leave.
Look at that.
I will never forget the look on their face.
Cool. Now you just can't leave.
Yeah.
Hey, editor, you show his face 1-1000, 2-1000, and then he breaks the silence with now you just can't leave. We don't even see the N of now. We're too busy cutting in on him. Anyway. We've got all kinds of very important news. What's this first segment? 5 minutes?
It's not showing the normal countdown on here.
Okay, well, we'll just be at the mercy of
yeah.
The producers down there in Texas. Sabrina Carpenter, she's one of these chicks where I bet with no makeup she goes down from an 8 to maybe a 4. Is that her name?
Yeah, that's her name.
Sabrina Carpenter. Really? It reminds me of when I would date teenagers when I was a teenager. Don't worry, I'm not a perv. But when I was a kid in the 80s, girl.